I think probably we would all agree that this is not a good thing, but let's find out if there's anything we can do about it. Arik Sigmund and Mark Hardy, chairman of the Association of Play Industries, are joining us now. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello there. So, Arik, I suppose nobody would be surprised that if children are spending more time on screens, they're spending less time in the playground. But were you surprised when you did the study?
I wasn't surprised, but I have to tell you, an awful lot of people and organizations, particularly the technology industry, would love to say there's no evidence. The reason that children are not outdoors playing, especially on playgrounds, is because parents are simply concerned about stranger danger and traffic and bad weather. And so people like me do have to go to the trouble of writing reports like this with all the medical and scientific evidence to try to show that there is a very powerful relationship and probably causative. It isn't just that parents are worried about bad things outside. It's that children love fun things inside. And those fun things are screens, and we now have major problems because of that.
Okay, so you would agree with the people giving the opposite point of view of the connection. It's just the direction that the connection goes.
Absolutely right. Certainly, there's enough good evidence now finding that screens are displacing outdoor play. And this is an important medical issue because the amount of time they're spending is going up. So, for example, the evidence in this report I've written for the Association of Play Industries looked at screen time. There's been a rapid and dramatic change from outdoor to indoor time, a 50% increase in children's recreational screen time in the last decade. The average between the ages of 5 and 15 is 5 hours a day. And it starts really young. It's now starting at infancy. So this is a medical issue. Now, some people will say, well, that's true, but the world's becoming digital and virtual, so what's the problem? The problem is this, that outdoor play is not just a lifestyle choice, it's a medical necessity. The reason is that because we know when children play outdoors as opposed to indoors, they burn more calories. They also move more and simply do more exercise. They also look into the far distance so that their eye development may be better. And there are many other medical benefits at a time when children leave primary school. They have the highest levels of body fat in history. They have the highest levels of type 2 diabetes in history, the highest levels of mental illness, sleep disorders, and so on. And there is a powerful connection between all the things I just mentioned. So we need to remove, by reducing the amount of enticement to remain in your bedroom and encourage them to be outdoors playing physically more than they're doing now.
Okay, well, let's bring in Mark Hardy, who's the chairman of the Association of Play Industries. So I suspect I know where you're coming from on this issue, Mark. What can be done about it?
Well, the first thing that can be done about it is we can give some guidelines on what we recommend is the reasonable amount of time that our children should spend in recreational screen time. And our recommendation is 2 hours, as Arik has talked about. But we think there's two components to this, in that if you take something away from a child, they've got to fill that time and they want to fill that time. And unfortunately, due to the closures and the reduction in spend on outdoor play areas, there aren't the appealing places to attract them to go. And it isn't just about playing as well. I think it's really important to get across. It's also about other things. It's social interaction. It's the ability for children to talk to one another, to play with one another, and to just generally interact is extremely important. And so what we're looking for is two things. We're looking for the guideline, which we think is nothing more than a guideline. As we said, you know, it isn't written in law. We're just recommending 2 hours per day. And in addition to that, we recommend that there is more money spent in creating attractive, well-maintained areas for children to go and be active outdoors.
Yeah, so it's two things at the same time. So you're trying to reduce the alternative, but also make the outdoor play more attractive and more likely for them to want to do it. Because anybody who's ever tried to forbid a child to do something will know that the more you forbid it, the more they want to do it.
That's correct. I mean, it's you know, the old analogy of a carrot and a stick. You have to have both, right? Well, one doesn't work. And to us, this really is common sense. But as we know, it's not that common. But if you look, we have serious childhood issues right now. We have huge instances of childhood obesity. We have childhood mental health issues, not to mention the social and racial issues that we see in our communities today. And these are costing us billions of pounds to put right. The National Health Service is already stretched, and we're spending money on fixing the impacts of these. What we're saying is, let's spend a little bit of money on the root causes here. And we believe, you know, it will save significant amount of money in a very short space of time.
Yeah, well, since you've mentioned money, most playgrounds, especially the ones that are closing, are owned by local authorities. And, of course, every single local authority you could name, I would expect, is squeezed for cash. So it's not surprising that they look around for ways to save a few pounds here and there and hope that it adds up. How do you convince a local authority that spending a few thousand on this playground to make it nice, to keep it good, to keep it working properly, is actually worth it?
I don't blame local authorities. I think government has devolved responsibility to local authorities for this. And so local authorities have choices to make. Do they maintain this play area, or do they fix these potholes in the road, for example? And, you know, I'm sure that somebody in the local authority is weighing up that risk and saying, you know, we might get insurance claims here for people's wheels buckling and so forth. So let's get those fixed, and let's leave that piece of equipment there. It may be okay, or we'll get rid of it. And the reason that is because ultimately the problem needs to be fixed by the National Health Service, which is government funded, and it comes from the overall country budget. And so they're devolving that responsibility to the government. The government thinks it's devolving the responsibility to the local authorities. And as a result, it's not on the agenda.
Yeah. Arik, can you suggest any magic bullets? Is there a quick fix?
There isn't a quick fix, but what's lacking is straightforward support and guidance for parents. There's been, as you said, there's been all kinds of news items saying screen time is good, screen time is bad. There hasn't been any discussion of the importance of outdoor play. We need to educate the public to make it very clear that, for example, when children, the reason doctors are concerned is that we know when children play outdoors, for example, on playgrounds, they burn more calories. Secondly, they move more. Playing outside, we must redefine. It is not just a lifestyle choice. It is a medical necessity. There are things that happen outdoors that can only benefit outdoors. They don't happen indoors. For example, one of the things, in addition to burning more calories, is eyesight. We know that children need to look into the distance for a certain number of hours every week. They're not doing that and unable to do it indoors. They can only do it outdoors, and that's what happens. And it seems to influence the development of cells in their eyes. This may help prevent short-sightedness, which is on the increase. So there are some very specific reasons, medical reasons, why we have to educate parents to get their kids outside. And the other side of the coin is that, yes, of course, screens are attractive and kids enjoy them. They also find junk food attractive and they enjoy it. But these things have to be limited. And screen time is a competition and an enticement away from being outdoors. And it does have to be limited because parents are responsible for shaping their children's behavior. And we need to integrate all of these messages together so that really, as we call it in this report, there's a greater movement for movement.
Yeah, so there you go. Expert reasons why it's a very good idea to limit the amount of time that your child spends staring at a screen. Well, all I can say is I'll see you on the playground, guys. Because it sounds like it's a long-term problem that needs a long-term solution, but we've got to do it now.
Indeed,
yeah.
Well, down to the parents then.
And central government.
And central government. So coming from both directions now.
Indeed.
Now, there's a thought. If it could be made to happen, that would be a very good thing. Dr. Arik Sigmund and Mark Hardy from the Association of Play Industries. Thanks for joining us this morning.